Wow.
Yeah, I don't
what a respectful woo.
Yeah, I mean, because people are full working.
Sure, yeah, you know people are working. People are working. There's other radio.
There it is.
To hell with other people.
To hell with your job.
You already got everybody mad at you for telling Freddie to stop crying. You might as well woo on radio.
To hell with your job. To hell with your live feed.
It just sounds cooler, you know? You got more action in the background. You don't want to have some quiet live feed. That's what I know about live feed.
Yeah, man.
All right, final hour for us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from SEC Media Days. College Football Hall of Fame. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. I guess we'll make that the All-Star game because everything else has pretty much been about the SEC Media Days. We'll obviously keep talking some college football and get some more SEC coach audio in about 20 minutes, and then we'll wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do. The phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic.
And I'm sorry that I got emotional about Freddie getting emotional, all right? Because men are – there's nothing wrong with men being emotional.
Yeah, but that's not your point. You're not saying that men shouldn't cry.
Like, damn.
You're saying you've been back enough times now, maybe, you know,
all right,
tighten up.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, that's the best word. That's the best phrase. Hey, man, tighten up.
Just tighten up.
Tighten up, dog.
Like, again, the first time, fine.
Even
fine.
Then.
Fine.
Come on, man. Fine. We need – and you know Freddie is one of my favorites of all time.
Yes, me too.
I love me some damn Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
And tighten up.
Let's tighten it up.
Tighten up. Simple. And stop putting a damn microphone in his face.
That's true.
Every
it's not entirely his fault. Every time somebody interviews him, then they're like, Freddie, what does it feel
but
like?
But they know
and then Freddie's
that.
Like, oh, God, it feels – feels emotional.
I'll tell you, if I'm sitting in that damn locker room, yeah, I know this guy right here. But, if I'm sitting in that damn locker room, I'm like, all right.
You know, hey, Otani's like.
And you know, if I'm like, if I'm one of his, like, and I don't know how to do an Otani accent. But if I want to expand it, like, hey, hey, amigo. What the hell? All right, are you with us or with them?
Well, I was just
that's how
say,
I would say it, though.
I was going to make some broad generalizations about Japanese culture and talking about Otani. Well, because no, it's such a like a stoic, like you know, like serious, like honorable.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Freddie,
I bet Otani's looking over at that guy like,
what the hell, man?
I haven't cried since I was 8.
But you know what's so great? But did you get a chance? Because I had it on. You know, we don't cry. But I had it on like the red carpet, and it was so nice. Because I always love to see the players with their families and everything. And you saw Max Free with his lady. And it was the funny part with one I saw was Matt Olson's boy grabbing the microphone, trying to take it from the reporter, which was awesome. But like I've never seen Otani with his lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to see Otani with his lady and everything. So that was really, really cool. And obviously seeing Chelsea and them three knuckleheads that Freddie had was really, really cool.
Yep.
Ronald Acuña with his boys. Ronald had the cutoff sleeve and everything like that.
Oh, they interviewed him on the red carpet.
Yeah,
he had his whole chain that designed. It said Atlanta Braves on it.
Yeah,
he said,
man.
I designed it for my city.
I designed it for my city.
That's pretty cool.
He ain't going nowhere.
He loves it here. He really, really does.
Yeah.
He really loves it here. And we love him, at least most of us do.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can stay here for a long time.
Yeah, man.
You and I do. I can't speak for everybody.
Man, please.
I can't speak for
everybody. Ron ain't going nowhere.
I sure hope not.
He ain't
God,
nowhere.
That would be disappointing.
He ain't going nowhere.
I got a lot of scar tissue on. He ain't going nowhere, guys. Okay? Okay, especially going back to they've showing like all the 2000 and 2001 All-Star Game stuff. It's like, oh yeah, there's A-Rod in the Rangers jersey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's Griffey in a Reds jersey. Oh yeah, there's Randy Johnson in a Diamondbacks jersey. He ain't going. I hope not.
Hey,
I hope not, Randy.
Did you watch some of the they still don't like each other.
Who?
A-Rod and Jeter.
No, and then A-Rod's on TV yesterday just actively trying to make Red Sox fans mad. Or, sorry, Yankees fans mad. He was like, yeah, it's better for the game of baseball when the Red Sox are good. It's like, dude, you were a Yankee. Shut up. Come on.
But
like,
you can
have a little pride in the rivalry.
You can tell him and Jeter, I'm still like that. That's not – because you just said something. Then A-Rod looked at him, looked away, and just said the complete opposite of what he said. Like, come on, man. Like, it's about – y'all both rich, successful, all that. Let it go.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm all about let be go. Like, this ain't no King Von. We in it till we die. No. Eventually, you know what I mean? Like, let stuff go.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, like, let stuff go.
Here's my thing. Like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
In reality. Like, for me and for people that I know and love. But, like, I don't know. I enjoy when athletes and other people, like, keep pettiness with them and allow it
petty
to.
Petty is one. Yeah. Again, we talked, remember, I think
like,
it was,
you're right. Like, I think you should it was like let Thursday, it go, let bygones be bygones, all that stuff.
I think it was Thursday or Friday last week. And we said, if Jay-Z can forgive Nas for what he called him, camel and blank lips,
all the stuff that he said,
if he could forgive that, because you know what he went on to do? Just continue to be whole.
Yeah, he's a billionaire now.
Billionaire.
Everything's good. He wasn't letting that spite weigh him down.
You know why?
Like an anchor around
you
his
know
neck.
Why? He ain't light skinned. That's why. Exactly why. He ain't light skinned or Canadian. Let it go.
Right.
Let it go. But stop that. Yeah.
I mean, look, in the spirit of SEC Media Days, which is where we are right now,
I love the petty.
Arkansas rehired Bobby Petrino.
Thank you.
Anything can happen. Okay.
You want to talk about
if
it,
that
man.
If that man can go back there, then anybody can get over anything.
Anybody. You're talking about the pitcher.
Yeah.
This man.
One of the all-time most embarrassing pitchers ever.
He had on Arkansas gear with a damn neck brace.
And his face was.
And goddamn.
Road rash.
Road rash.
His road rash was the same color as the Arkansas jacket.
He had an Arkansas hat, a neck roll, neck brace, and road rash.
Are they here today?
And they let him back.
Talk too loud. They're here tomorrow. We're good.
They let that man back on campus. And they could do that. Come on, man. We can forgive.
If they can forgive, we can forgive.
Come on,
we can all strive
to
be as forgiving as Sam Pittman, who somehow invited that man.
Invite
that man
back
into that building.
Yeah, man.
Knowing full well
if
that
I could change
will take his job.
If I could
first
change
the chance he gets.
If I could change.
And so where we're sitting here at the College Football Hall of Fame is very cool. The last time we were here, we were kind of around the corner, which is fine. But right now we're right at the top of the stairway.
Yes.
In this landing, you can see all the state of Georgia high school football helmets.
It's freaking awesome.
Which is so cool.
Yes.
I assume you know exactly where the Duke County one is.
You know I do.
show me in the next break.
All right.
And then they have that great mural on the back wall. And then the Heisman Trophy is right in front
It's right in front of us. Along
which
with,
is incredibly cool.
It's right there. Travis Hunter, because Samson wanted me to send Samson a picture of the Travis Hunter jersey right here, and then like all of the bowl game, big game bowl, like you have the Orange Bowl trophy right
there.
Which
one's the best one?
Ooh,
and obviously the national championship one is the one you want
with the golden ball.
But look at the Fiesta.
The Fiesta Bowl one is pretty cool. I've never seen it.
Look how cool that is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's got like
That's pretty cool.
What is that? It's like stained glass on the top. And then, like, the sun on the football
that's pretty dope right there.
And there's football players holding it up.
I just wanted, like, okay, because there's the Orange Bowl. All right.
Yep.
All right.
It's a bowl full of oranges.
How often do they change them? Because, you know, the fruit flies get to them.
So
the fruit flies get to it.
So this one of two things.
Now that says the 2014 championship now.
Right. So if those oranges are 11 years old, then that glass case is somehow vacuum sealed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Or, and I don't know, whatever. Anything's possible. They might be fake. Those might be fake oranges.
Andy, those are not fake oranges.
Well, they might be real, like realistic-looking fake oranges.
Those are not. Again,
you think it's somebody's job to come in here and refresh the Orange Bowl oranges twice a week?
I do.
It might be. This place is classy. They might have somebody that does that,
dude. Those are not fake oranges.
I mean, they look real.
They look real as hell.
They look real, but that does say champion 2014.
It does, don't it?
Some very old oranges. The only thing I was going to say about us sitting directly behind the Heisman Trophy is there's going to be a lot of people have taken a picture of it.
Yes.
And it's just going to be my goofy face in the background. Like, I'm a big hands talker when we get fired up. I'm, like, talking with my hands in the background in the Heisman Trophy picture. So my apologies to everybody who took a picture of the trophy and you posted on social media, and there's just my red face yelling about Freddie Freeman in the background.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Tim Keenan about Tommy Casalena. They don't have Nick Saban to save them. Damn. What is wrong with this boy? Like, Tommy.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah. What is wrong with this boy?
Huh.
Florida State ain't that good for you to be talking cash money blank like that.
No.
Man, where's that game at?
That is in Tallahassee.
Man, Alabama finna go in that thing and put foots all up in the nose.
It does seem very likely that
that's
what's going to happen.
All up in the nose. They're going to be tossing his little ass all hash mark to hash mark.
He went to Ware County High School.
Yeah, he's from down there, Waycross.
Yeah,
Waycross, Georgia. That's what we call it.
He is, and why do they call it that?
Because Waycross, Georgia.
I love when you say that. He went to UCF, Boston College, and now Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
So he's making the rounds.
Who can ball?
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
He had that game at the beginning of the year last year.
He's a good player.
Who was it? I think they might have beat Florida State, right? Yep. Didn't Boston College beat Florida State?
Yep.
Because they lost to Tech, and then they lost to the Florida State, and he balled out in that game.
He's a good damn player.
And then they were like, you know what we should do? We should get this guy.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? How about somebody call him?
Let's get that little fellow
You know what I wanted to add? Because I obviously Kellen DeBoer was on with the morning shift. But I wanted I have not heard the interview. Like, how fast did he call Grubbs after he became available?
I wonder how fast did he call Grubbs, or did Grubb call him?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how fast that communication was like, hey, I'm free. Yep.
You want me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm on my way. I'm already driving. I'm in Colorado.
Like he was on the road before anything. I'm on my way to Tuscaloosa.
Long ass drive.
That's a long.
Well, it's funny because when they got hired at Alabama, he was there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Seattle was like, actually, why don't you come back up and be the OC for the Seahawks? And obviously that didn't work out. But all right, well, let's come back. Let's hear a little bit from Kalen DeBoer. Yeah. Kalen DeBoer was on the morning shift. We had Kirby Smart on with us yesterday. We'll let you hear some of that, too, as we broadcast live from SEC Media Days. I do want to let people know that QC Kinetics is an excellent company, and they offer non-surgical treatment for joint pain if you're in the need. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Live at the College Football Hall of Fame, SEC Media Days, Day 3. Billy Napier currently up there on stage taking questions from the assembled media. Obviously, a lot of expectations.
Ooh, boy.
A lot on the line this year for Florida
because
football.
Because the thing about it is,
given what it's been for him.
I'm curious what his buyout is, and I hate looking at it like that.
Sure.
But no, what I'm saying is like – Who would you? He's Brian Daboll.
Okay.
He's Brian Daboll. Yeah. College, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
except for without that one. Been
on a hot seat.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For like 4 years since he's got the job.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right. Brian Daboll had that 1 year, but yeah, I mean Florida. You know, we know they got the quarterback. All right, they got the quarterback. But my thing is, I always look at it from, and I view a lot of stuff. And I need to stop doing that. Is from. You know, when I was in love with college football, when I played in that era, whatever. It's like Florida being where Florida is, it's inexcusable.
Yeah.
I ain't no Gator fan. I can't stand Gator fans.
Of course. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And that program has had such a long history of being one of the best programs.
It's
crazy to think how long. And somebody pointed this out to me earlier this offseason about – just an example of kind of how far it's dropped off. Just how few NFL guys are.
Yeah, man.
Especially at the specific Florida positions that they used to dominate.
Corner, pass rusher,
running back. Right.
I mean, it's amazing how Florida has went to where they are. And the thing about it is they are – it's one of those programs they get or when they see it come back. But they can't do that. Like, I was in an era where they would beat the hell out of us. We got the ass, but – that was the thing. It was Spurry. It was the offense. It was the receivers and everything like that. And then Urban came in and took it to another level.
Yep.
And then, woof, it just fell off the cliff, man. And so, Napier, I know a lot of people. I mean, it's crazy because you feel like the last two hires, nobody wanted those guys. Nobody, everybody that I know that are Florida Gator fans or alumni all said when they hired Billy Napier, what?
Right.
Everybody when they hired McElwain, mm-hmm. What? Now, the Mullen thing, it was more or less, well, it seemed like it was later than it should have been. It should have been earlier when they hired Dan Mullen. But, yeah, I mean, if this doesn't work with him, where are you going?
I know. That's the hard
where
part is you've kind of tried a lot of different ways to do it. Like, Dan Mullen was a guy who had success in the conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had success at Florida, too. Like
they beat us,
right? They beat Georgia that year when they had Pitts and had some talent on the offense, and kind of felt like maybe things were headed in the right direction, and then recruiting just kind of fell off.
Right,
they got rid of him quick. That's the other thing too. It's like Florida's not on their own when it comes to this, but they got a quick trigger over there.
They do.
Like, it goes – Auburn's the same way. Like, there's a lot of schools across the country that you get a little bit more – and that's the thing about Napier last year was everybody thought he was going to get fired in, like, October last year. And then Lagway was playing better, and they won a couple close games, and you know, he kind of kept the Wolves away because it felt like he was about to get got before the season ended last year. But, you know, if that was true last year, that's even more true this year.
Yeah, because what about last year? And then looking at their schedule is giving people so much optimism about this team. The quarterback.
DJ Lagway. That is
exactly
the answer.
Yeah, the quarterback. The quarterback, they're looking at it like DJ Lagway is a plus three wins.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so they are – and rightfully so. I would be excited because he's a he I mean, he was working Georgia. We still would have won the damn game, no matter what CD said. And I love me some Chris Dorn, but whatever. But
– oh, is he he's talking this morning?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had Georgia. He stayed healthy. They beat Georgia. Yeah.
Whatever. Well, he did.
Whatever, CD. But he did.
Now, they got a nice start. Florida opens with Long Island, which I didn't know they had a football team, but they open against
Long Island, New York.
Well,
No. That got to be a misprint.
Is it? It says. Am I wrong? It says Long Island.
Long.
Look there.
Hold on, Andy. I've got to look at something. Long Island football team.
So it says.
Yeah.
On this cool
Long
little,
Island.
This cool little pocket schedule I got from the SEC.
All right.
People.
What level is that? Oh, there it is. The LIU Sharks.
Oh, they're the Sharks.
Yeah, they call the Sharks.
Sharks versus the Gators.
Yeah, the Sharks versus the Gators from Brookville, New York City, Division One Football Championship Subdivision.
Go. Yeah, LIU. That's where they open.
There you go.
And then they play South.
They play in a 6,000 seat schedule. They are formerly of Subdivision 1AA. The Sharks are members of the Northeast Conference and play their home game in a 6,000-seat Bethpage Federal Credit Union Stadium.
Okay. There you go. So they got a home stadium and everything.
I could go play that game against them. Are you serious?
Is that the easiest opening game?
Oh, my God.
And
nothing against you Long Island people, because I know how sensitive y'all can be.
No, because I'm sure there's one very devoted Long Island listener right
now. Yes, Long Island Shark.
Look. It's a great institution. Alabama opens against Florida State.
Okay.
That's fun as hell.
Yes.
Arkansas opens against Alabama A&M. All right.
Yeah.
Should be a win.
Get your win.
Get your feet wet. Yeah. Auburn and Baylor to start the season. By the way, Auburn.
What
you,
is
you know,
wrong?
You know things
that man,
are bad.
Why can't he golf?
Exactly.
Why
you
can't he golf?
You know things are bad in your program when your fans are mad about stuff like
why
that.
Why can't this man golf?
It's summertime.
It's summer.
By the way, Auburn, tons of good golf courses around there. Sports, of course he's supposed to golf.
But, I mean, you know more than I do. But, no, I'm saying, like, they are.
I think it's Grand National, the one that's right near there.
That's another one where, like, well, Georgia's going to have a hiccup. Yes, tight game. Jordan-Hare is a hard-ass place to play.
It is.
We ain't lost there in a while.
Hasn't been giving Georgia too much trouble.
Yeah.
Hasn't been giving him too much trouble lately.
Yeah, but I'm like.
Did you see Kirby yesterday? They tried to, I think it must have been an Auburn writer, who was like talking about, you know, tradition and home fields and blah, 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 and asked Kirby about that game. He was like, you trying to get me to hype up Jordan-Hare?
Yeah.
That I'm not going to do that.
That place, boy, that is. I'm talking about that damn Jordan-Hare is a different animal. It is. Whew, it is crazy. I've had the privilege of playing there at night, and it is a privilege to play college football. But playing there at night ain't nothing like that. When especially that damn bird fly through and that thing, boy.
But that's kind of that's.
I'm sorry, eagle.
A similar conversation to what we're saying with Florida is like, you know, these are fan bases that expect that.
Yeah,
they know what it's been. It hadn't been that long in some cases. In Florida's case, it's been a little bit longer, but it hadn't been that long. Right. Like, these are fans that remember it being like that. That's what they expect it to be.
Yep.
They're also seeing their direct rivals having
a lot of success.
Fair to say the best run?
Because
Georgia's had a lot of good runs. But this is probably the best, like, 5-year run in Georgia football history.
Because they spank our ass.
Uh-huh.
They beat the hell out of us at the cocktail party.
But it's one thing to have your program suck.
Yes.
It makes it worse when your direct rival is also having their best run at the same time.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Georgia.
Trust me.
Georgia.
We lost to Oregon 12 straight years, and in one of those seasons we went 0-for. Okay?
Yeah.
When you're at your worst and your rival's at their best, it's the absolute worst thing for a college football fan.
I believe that. But I think, you know, there's a lot of expectation in Florida. Is there a lot of expectation?
Pressure.
I'll go with pressure.
But again, to me, with a quarterback like that, like if he's as good as Florida fans think that
he's three wins.
That, but like, you know, that's a college football playoff. Like, he's so good, he can put the team on his back and beat really good.
He ain't that good.
You don't think so?
I don't know if I don't know if he's that good. Like, the only quarterback that I know that has taken non-NFL talent and do something with it was Cam Newton.
Yep.
And if you're going to tell me that he's going to be a Cam Newton, all right.
Well, then that's going to be a really
fun fall. That's going to be a really goddamn fall for Florida. If he's going to be that guy, because there has not been a quarterback 1 year with the talent that Auburn had and go win a national championship.
Nope.
There has not been one. Sorry.
No, there's been great individual seasons, but now, you know, you look back at what Burrow had at his disposal at LSU, that's not to take anything away from Burrow.
Nothing.
That was an incredible
year. This man had two all-pro wide receivers.
Two best receivers in the NFL right now were his receivers at LSU.
Yes, had a dual threat first-round running back.
And a bunch of studs on defense.
Cam Newton and Auburn, they had Nick Fairley, who was a first-round defensive lineman. Good player.
Really good player.
Look at that squad.
Who was on the offense?
Look at that squad.
Refresh my memory.
Dwyer?
Yeah.
Dwyer was
a
running back. Yeah. He had that freshman. He was really good.
And he was a good player.
He was good, but then he went away.
There's some fun first-week games, though, as we kind of run down this thing. LSU-Clemson, we've talked about that this week. That's going to be phenomenal. What else do we got? South Carolina, Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
That's week one. That's here in Atlanta, by the way.
Yes.
That'll be awesome. Tennessee, Syracuse. Interesting. A lot of orange.
Love it.
On the field.
But I don't love that orange.
Obviously,
I don't love orange.
Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's like the crown jewel of the opening
weekend. People like Fran.
Fran Brown?
Yeah, man.
And he had an awesome first year up there.
No, I'm just talking about he's a great coach. People like Fran.
What did he say? What was that quote that he had that was so great last year? He's not going to wash himself if they lose. Like, showers are for winners.
Showers are for winners or something like that. But, yeah, Fran is awesome.
I feel like even if you guys lose, you should shower before you go home.
Yeah, Fran is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Fran is awesome. And you look out, I mean, McCourt comes in, plays really, really good for him.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow because I wanted to talk Tennessee today, but we'll talk some more SEC after we're up here because, like, their quarterback left, right?
Yes.
Did he ever win a big game?
No. And here's – I think you're on to something that I was thinking, too, and we can get to this tomorrow during the show.
Yeah.
I feel similarly about the Georgia situation as I do about the Tennessee quarterback situation. It was a lot more hype than show from those guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that Ian Maliava or Carson Beck aren't good, and I'm not trying to do, like, revisionist history because they left or anything, but, like, you watched Tennessee play last year.
Yeah.
There was a lot of games where that offense didn't look special.
Right.
A lot of games where they didn't even score in the first half.
Yeah.
And Nico Imaliava was the quarterback. So, like I'm not trying to sit here and say that Joey Aguilar is going to be better than him, but it's not that much of a bar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know? I mean, I know he was a highly rated young man coming out of high school, and we already know how much the money was.
It was a lot more, like hype than
– how many big games did he win?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And same thing with Carson Beck.
Like, yeah.
I mean, Carson Beck was actively hurting Georgia.
Yeah, like Mike Bell made a great point last year. Like, what big game has Carson Beck won? I know he's a winning quarterback against Texas.
He threw multiple interceptions.
He threw so many interceptions.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's the thing about that's a good conversation to get into tomorrow just about whose quarterback situation is better and why. Because I think you look at both of those and you're like, I don't know. They lost pretty big names.
Right.
I don't know. We watched those offenses, man. Like, the biggest criticism people had about Georgia last year was their offense. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phones. You can ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. This just happened, Randy. Breaking news in the NBA.
Okay.
The Suns have officially bought Bradley Beal's contract out.
All right.
And he's going to sign with the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody knew that was going to happen.
That was going to kind of happen right
but
there.
It happens.
My thing, and I go back to this all the time with fan base, it's Bradley Beal. And I love
– what fan base are you talking about?
Oh, we need to go get Bill. Oh, and we there. We need to go get Bill. Like, Come on, man.
Tell me you haven't been paying attention.
And tell me you ain't been paying attention.
Without telling me you haven't been paying attention. Then demanding that your team go get
Bradley. I wonder how much it was.
Well, I had to. I think it was 110 was left, right?
Yeah, but it was a buyout. You negotiated down.
Oh,
and
dude,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so was it like $90 million or something like that?
Because Bradley was perfectly happy.
He was happy. So the one report I remember like a month ago, it was like he had to give back $14 million of it.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay. So yeah. Call it 95. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And I'll go get all that back from the Clippers. And just have the most hurt basketball team.
I mean, Bradley Beal.
The Clippers and the
Bradley,
76ers.
Bradley Beal. You saw Paul George got hurt.
Yeah,
Paul George got to have arthroscopic knee surgery.
The Clippers and the 76ers trying to put together the most load management teams
and
of
you
all
want,
time.
And you want
to
see a crowd. DJ Lagway is at the podium.
Oh,
and
there
look
he
at
is.
That.
Look at that.
Look at that right
Who's
there.
Who's on the other side?
I don't know.
Disrespected.
But disrespected, but yes. That's how it's supposed to look. DJ Lagway.
Yeah, it's five deep for DJ Lagway.
Yeah, man. I bet Joe Patrick's so jealous he's not in that scrum.
God, he loves a scrum like that. He'd be throwing elbows like crazy.
Yeah, Joe Patrick's very jealous.
We got a few phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. You can call us up and ask us anything.
You know what you were talking about just a second ago as far as taking a picture because the Heisman Trophy thing is right there. Uh-huh. And people – these beautiful people were doing a live broadcast, Andy. I'm not paying them to just walk through their live shot three times. I walked there like, oh, I forgot. So I had to walk back through and then realized like, oh, my God, y'all are shooting live.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my bad. I don't walk through
that. Again, you added a little atmosphere to it. You know, it's live.
Anything can happen
when it's live.
I don't walk through that show three times.
That's good. They probably spiced it up for him. All right, Daryl's in Southwest Atlanta. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm an educator, so I love the fact that during the summer I get to listen to you guys. So I have two questions. Number one, what is the most memorable question that you've gotten in AMA? And number two, if y'all were taking on everybody on Media Row, what would be the 92.9 The Game mascot?
Oh, man.
Oh. Interesting. I mean, that right there is a good question.
Who the hell was filling in that day? Because you weren't here. We had the question. A dude said, when you wipe, do you look at it? I almost fell out the damn chair, Buck. I almost fell out the damn chair. I was like, what?
I definitely wasn't here because I would remember that.
Dude. Yeah. I think Freaky might have been in.
Really?
I think Freaky might have been in that day.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That's very funny.
I was damn crying.
I'll be honest. There's so many good ones. Like, I don't remember that, but that's hilarious.
Dude, that was the funniest thing ever in my damn life.
But also, of course, you have to. Right?
Yeah, but that was a crazy thing.
How do you know when you're done?
That was the craziest thing ever in life.
And then what would the mascot be? The 92.9 The Game mascot?
Oh, Sting. Go be stinging, folks.
What?
No, that's too much like
that. Yeah, it's a Georgia Tech. Yeah, that's a damn Yellow Jacket,
damn
Randy.
Damn them, man. Damn Tech. And you too, Kevin Trey, even though you my guy. Nobody care about Georgia Tech first game. Even though you my dude. They do play in Colorado.
Colorado Tech. That's a fun opener.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about SEC
openers. And he know that, Kevin.
He knows that.
All
he
right.
knows that.
Kevin.
We'll get there. There's a lot of time before college football season kicks off. We'll get there. We're at SEC Media Days.
Everybody's studying him.
Well, you know, it's a fun game.
Everybody's studying him, man.
They got a good quarterback.
Who?
You know his name.
I don't know. Things I don't know.
And now I'm going blank.
No, he's a hell of a player. Hayes King is a damn baller.
Hayes King's a total brain fart.
And Coach Key is a hell of a football coach.
Can Boone be the mascot?
That's fine with me.
Boone would be a great mascot.
Because Boone gets after you. All Nico does is try to lick and hug you. His old.
Yeah, Boone.
Is Boone scared of lightning?
Boone bit a guy.
Is Boone scared of lightning?
No.
Dude.
Doesn't care about lightning at all.
Yeah, I should have seen Nico when I got home yesterday. Like, hey, Nico, come outside. Dude was like,
Really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, your food. He didn't want to eat.
Come on
He didn't want to eat because he heard thunder yesterday.
Yeah, no, that doesn't bother Boone.
Did you say Boone bit somebody?
They nipped him.
Who?
It was one of the, you know, people come to the house, service people.
Really?
HVAC.
Damn, Boone?
Yeah, I know. When those people came to sell us magazines the other day, Boone really wanted to bite
crazy.
That guy.
I bet he was going damn
really
crazy,
wanted man. To bite that guy. They got me. I was having such a – whatever day. Was that Monday?
Yes.
We got, like, some good
news.
We got
news. We got freaking awesome news.
Yeah, we got
news.
Some awesome show
awesome
news.
Freaking news.
And they didn't know that, but they came to the right door on the right day. I was like, I'll buy some magazines.
But
come
fact,
on.
The fact that you bought magazines – because I bought magazines as a young man, and he was at knocking at the door like, who the hell is this guy? And then he said that he was selling magazines, Andy. I was like, I don't read no magazines. I was like, okay, how much is it? Because he was doing it for charity. I said, here,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want magazines at the house.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like, oh, we can send them to, like, hospitals. Because you know how hospitals always have magazines.
Yeah.
We'll send them to the children's hospital. I was like, great, do that. Take my money. I'm throwing money around like I'm crazy. All right, Brandon's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, guys? Appreciate the time. Hey, man, I kind of, I'm going to steal this question from Three Strikes, but I thought it was a pretty good question because I called in and made me think about it. But when's the last time that you lost your cool, and what happened, and why did you lose your cool, man?
Oh,
I'm going to listen and hang up, brother. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, God.
Last night.
Yeah, I mean, define losing your cool.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
now, I think I lost my cool. I lost my cool last night.
What happened?
It was – we were a little deeper into the bedtime process than – I like to get. It was taking longer than it needed to.
You and your wife, or you and
your
kids?
No, me and Lily.
Okay.
And I don't know, she was overtired, whatever. And one of the rules is after you brush your teeth, the only thing you can have is water. There's no, you didn't eat your dinner, there's no other juices, whatever. And she was freaking out because she wanted milk. And I was like, well, you brush your teeth. It's over with.
Right.
You can't have it.
Right.
And, you know, I only go back and forth on that stuff so many times. It's like, I said it. That's the rule.
Right.
It's over. And then there was some, I don't know, she's, you know, the delay tactics at bedtime and all that. And I don't yell at them often.
Right.
But she got me.
Yeah.
And I scared
the hell out of her.
Absolute hell out of
her. Yeah, no, I don't.
She was asleep in 5 minutes after
that. Yeah, but
But I lost my cool.
The thing with my kids, I try my best not to lose my cool. Like, I'm in this new era with my son, Samson, where he is a okay. Like, I'm like, hey, dog, okay. And that drives me freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And he's at a point where I had to say, hey, boy. Because when Isaiah and Sean, they will tell you this about their dad. When a boy comes out daddy's mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
It's about to be a damn problem. You don't shut the hell up and do what I tell you to do. But last time I lost my cool was, oh, my God. I think it was at, oh, God. Well, I was at Publix. And this happens to me a lot for some reason. Like, the stealing of the parking space. Now, you saw me about to go there, all right? And then I parked there, and then you look at me, and I look at my car like, what the hell are you looking
what
at?
What was I supposed to do? I was here first.
You know what I mean? And then you roll down the window. Now, the one thing about me is, you know what? I'm confrontational, but I try not to be. Don't be confrontational with me, because I'm going to take that as a threat. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Sure.
Because I don't know what you got. You don't know what I got. I got that hammer up under that seat. All right. So you come on over if you want to.
Like a sledgehammer?
But yeah, she was looking at me like, I'm like, lady, why are you looking at me all crazy?
I know. And that's just a good rule in general.
Yeah, man.
Like, you hear way too many stories.
Stay in your damn car.
About way too much dumb traffic stuff leading to that.
Pam says she'll be the mascot.
All right. The 92.9 the game. Aunt Pam's. I mean, she fits right in. You know what I mean?
Because she's thugging.
She knows how to have a good time.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
And she's thugging now. Aunt Pam will throw them hands now.
Speaking of Aunt Pam, we were cleaning the closet out the other day and came across that nice big bottle of baby oil she got me for my birthday. Just for people, my 40th birthday party. Aunt Pam shows up, like, the party's going on. She shows up, pulls up all the way in the top of the driveway in her red convertible.
Yes.
With a bag, with a half gallon of bourbon, and a big old thing of baby oil.
Well, I think it's why
and a birthday card that said, "You understand the assignment."
Yes, that's what my aunt Pam. My whole thing was like, why was the damn bottle half?
I know. What were you doing?
Yeah, that's like when she was on the AMA. She came through with a half bottle of a gallon of Hennessy. Like, the other part of the damn bottle.
What an absolute legend! All right, Walter is in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Walter.
What's up? So, I was kicking with my partner over the weekend, playing some golf. You know, it was my birthday this past Sunday. And so we were just shooting the ones and whatnot. And he had basically asked me, he was saying, you know, how do I feel? You know, I just turned 37. And I basically told him, I said, well, shoot, 37, I'm still able to run because most people can't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm still able to do a squat. You dig what I'm saying? And so, long story less long, buddy ends up, you know, I think he pulled up like a statistic or something saying like most people about 95% of people now in their 30s, you know, aren't able to do something as simple as like sprinting. I don't know if you guys heard of that stat or whatnot, but I, you know what I'm saying? It just got me thinking, you know what I'm saying, during my birthday or whatnot. So, yeah.
No, thank you, Walter.
Dude, I saw the funniest thing, video. They were, these guys were, they, I guess, fantasy is football league. They were trying to figure out how they do draft position.
Uh-huh.
And they were sprinting 40s.
Oh, man.
And all you saw were old dudes pulling hamstrings and all that right there. Like, I can do stuff, and obviously I do stuff with my son Samson because we're getting him ready for tackle football. And so the days they don't have practice, me and him do agility work like ladders and hurdles and stuff like that. You know, I have to demonstrate it to him, and that's all I got. If you think Randy finna run a 40, it's gonna be a blowout.
Right, but still though, like just because of the fact that you know. You were in very good shape, and then you still keep yourself – like, you eat healthy and care about
and,
it.
And I'm back on the treadmill, you know, because we got the treadmill in the garage. Okay. So, 30 minutes a day on
the
treadmill.
Right, but, like, the stuff you can do already makes you whatever percentile of fitness. It is crazy how quickly people let themselves just kind of get out of shape.
I did.
And then – but then a lot of people never come back.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you let that old age creep up on you,
yep,
it'll stay.
But I can't.
You just can't let it get anywhere near you.
And that's the thing about it, you know, for probably like a month or so, I've been like, because the thing about it is I'm upset. I'm up at 4:45.
Uh-huh.
And I'll sit there, and I'm just watching. I'm like, well, you know what? Just go on a treadmill for 30 minutes. That's all you got to do. Go on a treadmill, ran in 30 minutes, just walk on a treadmill.
You probably feel better already.
I do.
I've seen stats like he's talking about. I don't have the exact stuff, but like, you know, I follow all these like some running stuff on Instagram and all that. And they're like, if you can run this far, you're in better shape than X amount of percentage people your age. And if you can do this, yeah, it's a pretty low bar, unfortunately. So get out there, man. Get out there and get on the treadmill. Yeah. Get the blood pumping. Rock, the laundry man. What's up, Rock?
Hey, fellas. Hey, I had to make that distinction because some other imposter Rock has been using my name. I'm Rock, the laundry man.
What?
I digress.
Did he call himself Rock the laundry man?
I thought that was Nasty Ass Rock.
This is that Rock.
This is Nasty Ass Rock?
Well,
no,
Rock.
I'm Rock the laundry man.
Okay.
The one that does the laundry for his wife.
Right.
And I like her.
Yeah.
Rock the Nasty Man.
Yeah,
Rock the Nasty Man.
Freaky Rock from the South Side.
Freaky Rock from the South Side, yeah. He like play, yeah, okay.
Anyway,
what's up, Rock?
Hi, I just got a question for you. I was putting my food in the microwave at work last night, stepped away from work from the microwave for a minute, and when I came back, some woman had half her eaten Popeye's chicken in the microwave with mine. Hers is open, mine is open. I'm like, well, you know, that your stuff is mingling with mine. I just found that to be disrespectful. It was a small thing, but I felt disrespected. What little things kind of you feel, man, that was just disrespectful.
That right there.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Like, just take it out and put your stuff in there. You can't cross-contaminate.
But we had this conversation before about people taking leftovers or your leftover out of the refrigerator at work.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do.
If somebody warms something up in the microwave and walks away and it's done, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking it out and putting it next to the microwave so you can use it.
Don't touch my damn food.
Well, come get your food.
Okay,
then.
I'll come get it, but don't touch it.
What if I've been waiting for 10 minutes?
Well, your ass can wait till 11.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you wait till 11. Don't touch my food.
I won't touch your food. I'll touch the container that your disrespectful ass food has been left in the
microwave.
There's
no way in hell that's cool for you to take my food out of. Because the thing about it is,
how long am I supposed to give you? So is the microwave just off limits until you come back?
Kind of, sort of.
Outrageous.
Man, please.
Outrageous.
You want to talk about some scraps? You take my damn bowl out there. I need it to be in there because it'll keep it warm.
First of all, we
might be doing a segment.
It's not an oven.
We might be doing it. Hey, we might be doing a segment, and I put it on.
Yeah, but
I don't know what the hell I'm microwaving.
Right, I'm saying, like, I don't know. At home, maybe, but at work, like, if you walk away and somebody's like, I'll give you a minute. I'm like, he'll come back. I don't want to touch his food.
Right.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but, like, I got to eat. Like, it's lunchtime.
Nah.
Plus, also, you're going to have to reheat it anyway if you've been gone
for
10 minutes.
But my thing is that after you did that, would you put it back in and reheat it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pop it back in.
All right, we cool.
That's actually probably what I would do, is I would take it out, heat my thing up. If you didn't come, I would put it back in there. And then
yeah, there we go. All right.
The one thing that I do think is disrespectful, like a minor thing, is people will get like iced coffees, you know, and sometimes over time they'll sweat and leave little water rings around.
Oh, yeah, that happens at your station every time.
Yeah, if you don't clean up your little sweaty water rings, I think that's the
Hey, don't worry about that because Abe Gordon handled that.
Thank you, Abe. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Oh, my God, this is a great one. Andy got a lot of scar tissue from guys that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to leave, but they did. Randy's not confrontational. Well, at least he's not trying to be.
Yeah.
All your weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's hard to talk trash when you don't have any breath.
True.
Yeah, man.
Flat out.
Watch yourself.
Flat out. It sucks to have trash talk to you when you're on the ground knocked out. All right. We'll be back here at the College Football Hall of Fame tomorrow for SEC Media Days number 4. Dukes and Bell coming up next.